CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 2. The repeater has an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then check in with EchoLink before we move to the RF section. With our pre-net check-ins, we would like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, South Carolina, KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, NC9V, Leon in Hendersonville, KE4DXJ, Wendy in Hendersonville, W2AMD, that's Drew in Simpsonville, then K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, and KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, and AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Welcome KG4PFI, Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, they're down there in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat in Simpsonville, then KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson, and last is KG4WNP, that's Landon in Easley. So thanks for using the pre-net check-in. Now let's go on to our EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, and we have you down for some comments. All right, let's head on to the RF section. Tonight is Monday, so since we're doing this alphabetically, it's Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Net Control. AJ4EN Mobile. I'll be clear.
KO4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson and Greenville and Rogers Parkburg. Negative, negative. Over.
JKV. Tuckett, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4, EZN Harry and Candler. I will be negative, negative night, Duncan. Thanks.
JKV. And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. At home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Cool. Please check in Kilo Alpha 4 Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4HOY Levi in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see, the first station, I got an AJ4 Echo November, I believe. Alpha Juliet 4 Echo November. Is that correct? And also, give me your name and location. I know you're mobile.
About that after I say what I said. The name is Bobby, and I'm in Lawrence, but I'm headed to Aurora, South Carolina. Just got off of work and headed to the home QTH.
Be careful out there on the roads heading back to Aura. Good to hear you, and your mobile rig is sounding fantastic. All right, so we'd like to welcome Bobby, AJ4EN, and next we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that is Nelson. He's mobile too, so be careful down there on your way to Spartanburg. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that is Harry, up here by me in Candler, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome KO4HKX, that's one of our net controllers, Patrick, over there in Penrose. And then N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. And then KA4HOY, Levi in Liberty. That was a nice, big, solid group to start off the net with. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see. Let's check with Echo Link real fast. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Welcome KO4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim down there in Berea. Thanks for checking in tonight via Echo Link. All right, heading back over to the RF section. Let's go ahead and go to India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James of Ponus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say safety threes for each one of you.
JV, Duncan, hope you and your family are doing good. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Leah in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
We're JKV. Okay, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, a little closer to me. And as you might know, he runs many nets, but the one I check into or try to is every Sunday at 8 p.m. That's on the Bearwalla Mountain Repeater in Western North Carolina. W4YK is the call sign on that. Every Sunday at 8, that's 146640 with a tone of 91.5. If you can check in, go ahead and check in. He'd love to have you. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's our friend Larry, along with his wife Donna. KC4MFK, sounding good, Larry. They're down there in Greer. Any other stations, India through Lima, call KO4JKB. I think we got that group, so let's check in with Echo Link. Echo Link stations only. Call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB, Duncan, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Duncan. Good evening, Duncan, to yourself and all the net. Negative and negative.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood using the Echo Link stations. And I think that's it for Echo Link for now. So let's head back over to the radio section and let's see. We're at Mike through Papa. M through P. Call KO4JKV.
Charles, Duncan, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, We're both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle should be in West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Western Greenville County, D Native and Native, 73 to you and all the men.
KV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome WG4MC. That's Matt, one of our net controllers down there in Western Greenville County. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Lloyd. There's a little bit of noise on you, but we got you in the log there. Any other stations, Mike through Papa. Call KO4JKV.
Did you get me this
snoring? I did not. What happened is, as soon as I got you, Rick, and Michelle checked in, the lead on my mechanical pencil broke, so I switched to pen for Matt, and then when I looked back, I just saw pen, so my apologies there, but that was a good excuse. We'd like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle, KM4 Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for tapping me on the shoulder there and keeping me straight, Lorena, and thanks for checking everybody in. All right, let's go down to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in, fellas. And I think N0TR Tom, John, KN4RGN was calling for you, but if you're on the radio a little later after RagChew, you might be able to get up with each other. Okay, see, any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV.
KV. Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome KC4STR. That's Steve in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Steve. And that takes us to the end of the alphabet, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on that.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela. KQ4TBD, they're down there in Southern Greenville County. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
for JKV. Duncan, if you would, check me in and out. This is KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and I am in Greer.
KO4 JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4, Whiskey Hotel November. That's Mark down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Mark. And I think Mark is helping us out with the net control, so it's always good. So thanks again for doing that. And also, any other hams interested in being a net controller, we could use the help for sure. This might be the time. Just look at yourself in the mirror for a good long stare and say, I'm up to the job. But if you are interested in being a net controller, go on QRZ and look up our net control manager, W4DJW, and send him an email. Express your interest in being a net controller. So thanks again, Mark. Okay, let's go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
4HKV. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
4HK. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack. Over in Rocky, y'all have a great one.
KO4HKV. Sorry about that, Duncan. KO4JKV. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And thanks for calling the net tonight, Duncan.
No traffic notes you tonight. Good evening, Q. All on the net. Thanks for calling it.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we had a one big double there. And but my highly trained ears was able to pick out the first one was W4DJW. That's Dave, our net control manager down there in Greer. And then KI4DOS, that's Gary, one of our net controllers, and he brings along his sweet bride Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. And let's see, and Dave, the last of you got cut off by Gary. I didn't know if you had anything to add or if you were just in and out.
That's some good ears, Duncan. You can hear two people talking at the same time. No, just in and out. Appreciate you calling that, W4DJW. Back to net control.
Sounds good. Okay, so we have three so far for Alpha through Delta. Let's see if there's any more stations in there. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. That takes us to the big group, which is all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Control, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4RM. My name is Fred, and I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina. Also check in my bride, Miss Mary. November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee. That's N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. No traffic, no table.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome K4RM, that is Fred, and he brings along his wife Mary. N4MRY, they're down there in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KO4HKV. Assume I may have doubled earlier. KR4ACR, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry and more. Negative and negative.
KKV. All on the net. Appreciate you calling the net for us. Good to hear you tonight. Appreciate if you could check me in. Call sign Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you calling the net. No traffic, no comments tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, yeah, Terry, you did check in, and I just dropped the ball again. I passed you and Jack up. So let me back up here and welcome this fine group of folks. We'd like to welcome Terry, KR4ACR, down there in Moore, South Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome KJ4BKI, that is Jack in Rock Hill. Thanks, fellas, for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome AK4HR, that is Mike, one of our net controllers down there in Simpsonville. Here tonight, Mike. And you are number 50, so it's officially a good net when I could get at least 50 check-ins. So if we can get a little more for now before the rag chews, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins. We have one rag chew tonight, and that is our buddy John, KN4RJN, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, Duncan?
It's been a pretty nice week. The temperatures are nice and warm, and had a good Easter, but still the propagation on the HF waves is not good, but still having fun, and just looking forward to summer. That's about it. What's new in your neck of the woods?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've been doing some yard work. I have moles that have dug holes, and they've collapsed and put trenches in my yard, so hired a guy to come in and fill those with dirt and put a little grass seed down and some straw and planted some things. Went to the Lowe's the other day and spent an outrageous amount of money on plants that she will probably kill, but we got them in the ground and got them watered and whatnot and fertilized and waiting on a tree to come in to replace the tree that we cut out of the front yard. And, but other than that, things are, hunky-dory. Anyway, let me break here for just a second, tell you what's going on with your propagation and what the sun's doing. Stand by. This is KN4RJN. Well, let's see here. We have about a 40% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate radio blackout and about a 5% chance of anything greater than that. The sun's been kicking out some stuff, several active sunspot areas rotating around and headed our direction, so it's going to be noisy for a little while, I believe. Meteor showers coming up. You got one this evening. The Lyrids will max out tomorrow morning at 9:30 with a zenith hourly rate of about 18. The parent object is Comet Thatcher. They're bright, and they're of medium speed. So the best time to catch them, I was just checking Lyra, the constellation from which they appear to come from, is not quite broken the horizon just yet. but around midnight and the hours after midnight, of course, the moon's going to get a little bit in the way. But if you go out just a few hours after midnight, you might catch something. Your best bet, according to this, is about 3 hours before sunrise tomorrow morning, and get out there and look to the north and the east, and you might be able to catch one. This particular shower is usually the first easily observable shower of the year, so there's a chance you might catch something. However, looking at my weather, I've got clouds moving in. It looks like headed our direction, and I've got some high clouds right now here, so you may or may not be able to have clear enough skies to see anything. But if you do, go out to right now and look to the south-southwest. Our buddy Orion is up. The winter football is surrounding him. Mars is up. Jupiter's up. You might catch a planet or two, and they'll be up for, majority of the night. So, other than that, I'll send it back to you, sir.
For RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for that information there. And I've still yet to see the winter football. Earlier I was out and we got a pretty good coverage of clouds over us, but I'll go out there again, take a look, see if there's an opening, but that all sounds good. And last week, I was just going to ask you a question, but Wendy wanted to tell that great story about Paul Revere, so we cut it short. But let's see, were you familiar with, in April 2020, about an asteroid impact in Okuri, Nigeria? Have you heard of that?
This is KN4RJ, and 20 when? When was that again?
It was April 29th, 2020, in Okuri. It's Oscar Kilo Uniform Romeo India, Nigeria. I heard that, and it's gone unreported, but I figured I'd ask a sky expert if you've heard of it.
This is KN4RJ, and apparently I missed that one, too. If it hadn't been reported, I'm going to have to do a little digging. And amazingly enough, 2020 was, 5 years ago. I have difficulty remembering what I had for breakfast yesterday, so it's like, or even this morning, for that matter. But no, I don't recall having, I might have heard about it, and it didn't stick, but I'll do a little research on that. Was there something in particular about that particular meteor strike?
Yeah, I was listening to a story about this and then an upcoming asteroid and its importance, and I won't talk about on the net, but also they mentioned an asteroid scheduled to come pretty close to us in 2030 or 2032. It's called Apophis, A-P-O-P-H-I-S. Have you heard of the asteroid Apophis?
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I have heard of that one. Apophis, I think, is how they pronounce it, but I wouldn't swear to that. Every newscaster I listen to pronounces things differently. But, yeah, and by close, they mean one or two lengths of the orbit of the moon. It's real close if it becomes between us and the moon, but this one, I think, is, as I recall, and I'll have to double check on that, I think this one is like two or three times further away than the moon's orbit from us. So it's space is a big place. You get within a few hundred thousand miles and it's considered close. So I have heard of that one. I'll have to check, see what's going on with that one. And I'll have to go back to that. What was the name of the town where that strike was in Africa?
RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That town is called Okuri, which is Oscar Kilo Uniform Romeo India. And, if you find anything about that, that'd be interesting. I just heard about it and heard how people, it's intentionally not being talked about, and then they kind of tied it into the story about this that later asteroid that I mentioned. But on a lighter note, have you gotten your telescope out yet?
This is KN4RG, and no, I haven't gotten it out yet. I still got to collimate the lens, or the mirror, I mean. And usually by the time it's, depending on what all's going on that day, and especially if she's got me out in the yard working, by the time it gets dark, it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm not gonna mess with this thing. But I've got to get busy and get that. There've been a number of things going on. We had to go up to Indiana for a week here last week or week before, I forget. My mother-in-law's fixing to sell her house, and so we had to go in, clear out a bunch of stuff and help her get stuff organized and get it out of there and whatnot. And so it's been busy, and my my work ethic dropped significantly after after retirement. So if it involves anything moving further than from here to the beer fridge, it's, you know, just a little bit too much. But anyway, so I am, you know, now that it's summertime, it's no longer freezing cold, although you do have better skies in the winter. It's no longer freezing cold. I am going to have to get that thing out and start looking at stuff. Back to you, sir.
Sounds good. I hope you can get that up so you can start getting an eyeball visual on what's going on. And good luck with the house and moving the mother-in-law and all that good stuff. But that's all I got. Anything else on your end?
This is KN4RJN. Nope, I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna call it a night. I'm gonna say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening, Doug. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John 73. I'm gonna break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we're still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Hold, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. And please check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KN4HTP, that is Wendy, down there in Simpsonville. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Wendy. And also a great story last Monday. It's anytime you ever want to tell a story on MyNet, you're free to. And if I'm not mistaken, about 2.5 years ago, I think, were you the normal net controller on Monday? And I actually took your place. Is that correct? Or I'm off by a day?
KN4HTP. No, you're right. I shared Mondays with Anna, and so yeah, you took over our night. It was funny to me that was the night I could check in first. But since I was calling the net, I didn't need to check in, so I never got to check in first. So I like Mondays.
I like Mondays too. I don't think I changed a thing. And let's see. Yeah. So, well, you're normally first, but apparently you checked in last on this one. But it's good to get you in the log again. And like I said, you can stop by anytime. Anything else you'd like to add?
And for HTP. No, sounds like a good net tonight. Nice weather. This is KN4HTP clear.
23 Wendy, we'll break with KN4HTP. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Seeing if there's any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Anybody for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Looks like I think that about does it. Tomorrow night, I think Mark might be calling the net, KQ4. WHN, and he checked in tonight, and I'm not 100% on that. If Mark doesn't call it, it'll be Ariel and Y4G, but either way, either of these fellows would love to have you check in, as we're here every night at 9 p.m., and again, we are looking for net controllers. If that's something you'd like to do, like I said, just write down the call sign W4DJW. That's our net control manager. Go on to the QRZ website and pull up his profile, and you can get his email address there. So, all right, very good net again, and look forward to the next one. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.